both.
Juliet called Pat at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, did she get you?
I talked with her and told her to let you know that. Pat, she and David were terribly concerned, and I shouldn't have called Juliet under the circumstances.
Yeah.
The other
That's
that,
what Juliet told me, and she
then
thought
Pat said, well,
great.
It's all set, and so forth. You've got to do it. But you see, Pat is completely blinded to the fact that she stepped out and hit the ball. But she's not on any spot. She can say, well, we put it up, and the American Bar turned
that's
it down. We're in a perfect position.
That's right.
Because
everyone that's called, Clark McGregor called me. He thought it was just great. He said, call for you. He wanted to tell you that your choices were superb, and he didn't know whether to, which to just do the most about either your delivery or the choices. He thought they were both just excellent. And he thought your emphasis on the academic and professional excellence was great.
Oh, we put that out.
Yeah. Freeman Gosden called and left word with the operator that it was an excellent choice. It surprised everyone that it was possibly your best delivered speech to date. Everyone remarked on
it. It was damn well delivered, believe
me. Hope Lewis just called. He's at the Madison Hotel.
Yeah.
And he was just very thrilled. And he said he thought the delivery was really great, and he thinks it's one of your finest hours. Very, very thrilled.
They all love giving me my media money.
Yeah.
Well,
and
look,
Berger
Pat is...
Too.
Who?
Berger called.
Warren? Oh, yes, but I won't talk to him.
Not tonight. They also... He didn't ask... I mean,
no.
They all
but he wouldn't.
The
but I can't talk to him for other reasons.
I know. You said you didn't want to, but he called. He said...
He must feel good, though. What did he say?
He said he came right on. He says, I know the president will be getting a lot of calls, and I don't... You know, he doesn't need to bother taking mine off. I'm glad to talk with you. He said, I thought he handled this thing superbly tonight. I was particularly delighted that he treated the ABA properly by absolutely ignoring it.
That's right.
He said, I thought it was constructive, and I just can't imagine how it could have been done any better in any way.
Of course, I praised him at the court. He ought to feel good.
Well, he thought it. Well, everyone mentions that you've loved it. He said the key is that a lot of times people don't know. He said, and I'm sure this is his problem too. He said, I think all of these distasteful things will fade away. And he said he thinks that all of us listen too much to around here, listen too much to the Washington Post and get weighted down. He says, out in Iowa, they don't pay attention to the Washington Post. They get it straight from the president, and they saw
right.
These two, and he thinks these two nominations are just top.
They are. They're terrific.
And he said he was pleased, you know, with having, he thinks it's a very good idea to have a younger man. And he said, Paul is great. He said he's one of the half dozen men that he's known in his life that he rates in the top level.
Right.
He said he'll be a great addition to the course. He is a man who, if we lived in what you would call an ideal world, he would have been on the court 15 years ago.
That's right.
Because I did just tell him that he doesn't need to call me, but that I cannot imagine any way in which he could have delivered it better or that his choice was better.
Okay.
And as I say, Julie was just, she thought it was absolutely
Julie
great.
Julie was good. Nothing to do with
all. Anything about because like today I talked with Gerald Rett, and of course they can't, unless the park, National Parks, the federal government, they can't do anything about the property. Of course, State Department turned that down anyway today.
What's that?
That property across from George Washington, across from Mount Vernon.
Well, of course, the church.
Yeah, well, they did. They turned it down. For any foreign government.
That's
Well, it's the main thing. I think when you get all the way down to it, it's going to be a surprise that she had given, she can, you'll find, she can say, maybe it would be him to say to me, well, we wouldn't have made one vote for Democrats.
She said what? What?
The Democrats, you know, the women, the Wilson government, they said they had to be a woman.
Yeah, I know, but they're...
And of course, she mentioned that, well, I told her, one of the leaders, top of the gum came, Liz Gunther. And I said, you know, I don't think she recommended this anybody to Johnson. She didn't recommend a woman. I said, they're just pushing because now's the time for them to push and complain. But I mostly didn't say that because it wasn't easy.
Sometimes it's better not.
That's right. And everybody else is just...
Well, we did the best we could, and God damn it, somebody, Julie's going to call her and say that this is a good damn good thing and that we blame the ABA and nobody else. But I did tell Pat, did tell Julie, we were going to appoint a woman. I must say that in fairness.
Yeah.
And,
well, but Julie was calling today because she was afraid you would, and then with 11 to 1, she, that's what she told me. She said I called mother around 6 because she said David and I were just 6, that maybe he think he had to go ahead and it would be just an awful mess.
Would be. That's right.
So she had already said that. At any rate, I think the main thing is I think Julie can tell her if she would have been that.
Tricia thought it was great.
Yeah, I tried my best.
Tricia and Eddie both just went into X. Eddie thought it was just absurd. Of course, the thing that appeals to Eddie, he's Harvard Law. My God, Harvard appreciates the fact that each of these guys was first in his law school class.
Right.
I wasn't first. I was third. I thought that was great. But anybody who's first is a hell of a guy, you know?
Well, and it's just universal. The delivery was...
It's all mine. That's the one thing.
That's,
you know.
Well, that's
I didn't
it.
Have Sapphire or Price.
No, that's
Canon.
What the difference is.
But this is all mine.
And it was.
What?
It
no,
was
nobody put
for
another
you.
Word.
You didn't have to look at it. You know. It
I looked at a lot, but I
oh,
but
no,
I
God,
wrote it all.
And the thing is that it was yours, and it was easier to type. I can always tell. It just goes into, you know, your form.
What? It opened up, Mella. What time? What time is it? Yeah. No, what time is the first meeting in the morning?
Maybe there's a schedule out here.
Manila's here.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and Rogers and all those people called from the Blair House and left messages with Alex. You know, they all watched
well, I think the ones I will call, I'll call Rogers, and I've already, naturally, I had to talk to Mitchell.
Yeah.
And I think I should talk to her. It's a big night for you. That's all I'm going to call.
Yeah, well, then none of the others asked you to call. They left messages.
The others you think should be called besides those Rogers, because he's been on the, you know, long. Berger, I wish you'd call. Mitchell, I have called.
You have called. Well, I don't think you need to call any of the others. Romney called. Stanley
called. No other cabinet people.
No. I don't think so. Richardson.
They're doing it for routine reasons. They're just doing it.
Well, except they were more enthusiastic, I must say. I was pleased with the...
Well, I know, but I'm not going to call them.
Oh, I don't think you should either. I don't think you should either.
Is there any senators or congressmen or anything else that I should...
I suppose Clark has been here. He may have taken those calls.
Why don't you call anybody he thinks I should call. Anybody should call back and let me know. Okay, call me back.
Okay.